This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Still to come, economics in one lesson. We are going to head up to chapter 13. We didn't get a chance to do it last week, so hopefully we will do that tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl,
and a lot of other stuff on tap if we get the chance to discuss, including California, the Calexit over at Salon.com, which is a lefty website. They're saying an independent California isn't that wacky of an idea. Maybe people are starting to warm up to this idea. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike. He's in West Virginia listening on, I guess you listen via podcast. Welcome, Mike. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to bring up the story. I don't know if you've covered it already, but the Detroit story about the woman who was forced to have her baby on the prison floor. Have you seen that?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah, I saw that story. She was in for, you go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I read this in two different articles on this, and basically what happened is this woman is a first-time offender who was driving on a suspended license. The judge ordered her to be locked up in prison on $10,000 bond.
Wow.
And she couldn't afford to post that kind of bond, so she was 8 months pregnant when she went into the jail. On three different occasions, she told the prison guards that she was in labor, and they took her to the medical bay and sent her back to her cell, telling her that she's lying and that they would know if she was in labor. The third time she came into the medical bay, she was bleeding from her privates, and there was blood running down her leg. They still sent her back to her cell, and she ended up actually having the baby on the floor of the prison cell. Now, it actually gets better, Ian. The sheriff of the Macomb County, this is in Detroit, Macomb County Sheriff Anthony Wickersham, he actually defended the actions of his deputies and said that they did nothing wrong. And he actually went as far as to say that we saved taxpayers money by not having this woman see a doctor when it comes to what happened here.
It's insane.
So, I mean, this is so insane. And, you know, I'm just wondering, where are the protests when it comes to this? I mean, people are protesting what bathrooms people should use. This is an actual aggression against this woman's life and freedom, and no one cares. And
make
this
him,
sheriff,
make
go ahead, Ian.
Macomb County Jail has a history, I think, just from this year, this past, not this year, but maybe last year or the year before, of people dying in jail who had been asking for medical treatment.
Yes, you're absolutely right. There was two previous cases. One of them was a person who was in jail for failure to pay child support. She died in that jail while serving a 30-day sentence. And another gentleman was in jail for a traffic violation who also died while serving a 30-day sentence. So this is a real nice concentration camp they're running over there. And, you know, the original charge for which this woman's license was suspended was she failed to pay a parking ticket.
Wow.
Now, I hate to point out the irony of how the sheriff said that he saved taxpayers money by not having her see a doctor. You know, you could save taxpayers money by not extorting them on parking tickets.
And not arresting them and throwing them in jail for an unpaid parking ticket.
This is terrifying.
Especially this is a first offender. This was a first offense.
Right. Look, so you asked, where are the protesters? And there may indeed be some people who are upset enough to, you know, complain to the city council or the state or whoever. But you're right. This isn't going to motivate the mass number of people that national politics is, for instance. And sad but true, in my opinion, one of the reasons for this is because that most people don't give a whit about the people who are in jail.
Because they're criminals.
Because, right, there's bad people in there. You know, even though we know that jails are filled with a lot of violent or nonviolent people, a lot of victimless criminals, a lot of people
The jails are also filled with violent people. Those people have the badges that say corrections officer.
Right.
The other irony here is that most people who are pro-police, they tend to be, you know, the pro-lifers on the Republican side of things. So, I mean, how does this, how do they reconcile this with their pro-life agenda, which, you know, go ahead and have your baby on the prison floor. Yeah. We don't care about that.
That's a great
point.
Don't
have an abortion.
Right. That's a really good point, because as though the baby is in some way... obviously, it's tied to the mother, but as though the baby has some kind of
guilt
responsibility, right? Like, oh, you're that woman's baby? Well, we don't care about the circumstances in which you're born. I mean, obviously, I think you make a great point, and I think that if there are any pro-lifers out there who want to comment, they're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know you're one of them, right?
Another irony is that so many people that call themselves pro-life have absolutely no problem using
military.
The criminal justice system to execute people,
yeah,
or the military to bomb people.
Right.
They're only pro-life for babies that haven't been born.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that most people don't want freedom. They just want their brand of tyranny.
Yep. Yes. I think you're right about that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I say one more thing
real
quick?
Sure. Yep.
You know, I'm failing to see the difference between what's happened here and the what the Nazis did in the concentration camps. You know, I agree it's not to the same extent, but we're traveling down the same road. And, you know, mm-hmm, for all the people who are like, well, not all cops are bad, you know, they're just doing their job. Well, not all Nazis were bad, and they were just doing their job. That didn't end up in the Nuremberg trials.
Nuremberg Principle 4. Basically, in plain English, said, I'm just doing my job is not a valid excuse.
Exactly. And that didn't hold up then, and it should not hold up now. And I'm stunned that there's no protest about this, but, you know, we'll protest the bathroom usage.
Last time we protested at the jail, a dozen people got arrested out here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I'm still baffled by the fact that some legislators decided it was important enough to try to make laws about who goes to the bathroom where.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, thanks a lot for your time tonight, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Go ahead, Johnny Ray.
I was looking at a story. I was on clickondetroit.com,
yep,
regarding Mike's story, and this woman, Jessica Preston, who was the subject of his comments, was pulled over. The reason the officer pulled her over was because she had a rosary hanging from her rearview mirror.
How dare she?
Yeah, so that
means she's an immigrant or something like that? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, his reasoning was that it obstructed her view.
Oh, my God.
I've heard those claims before, that anything, even if it's an air freshener, anything dangling from a rearview mirror is technically probable cause for a police officer to pull you over, claiming that your view has been obstructed.
And so that just what that suggests to me is that this is a jurisdiction where, I mean, it's all adding up, the deaths in the jail, and
yep,
this, she was pulled over because a rosary bead hanging from her rear view. Yeah, corruption, and just trying to get as many collars as possible for the revenue that it provides.
And the
excessive bail for the offense that she was charged with.
The whole driving while suspended, they treat that with some serious harshness here in New Hampshire, and I know other states are the same way. And New Hampshire is a great place. It is the freest of all the 50 states, but there's some serious problems here, just like there are anywhere, and driving while suspended is one of the most serious. I mean, there are a lot of people who go to jail, if not prison, for just simply driving to work. When I was in jail for civil disobedience for 58 days on a 90-day sentence, there was a guy in there who was there for a year. Minimum year sentence, because it was, you know, driving while suspended.
Mandatory minimum.
Right. He had done it, you know, a couple of times or a few times, and he had a $50 fine or something that he got in the 90s that he'd never paid, and ultimately that was what led to the suspension and so on and so forth. He was just going to work. It wasn't like he was driving drunk or driving dangerously. He was just trying to go to work in the morning, trying to support his family.
And the thing that I find the most baffling is there are these mandatory minimum sentences where it's the legislature dictating to the judge, here's what you must do. But
right.
then when people say we need to, you know, change the wording that the judge says when he gives jury instructions, oh, well, the legislature can't tell the judge what to do. But you're already telling him what to do.
Yep. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about the dismal condition of American jails or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chaps free.
New, improved Liquor Chaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Talk Live. Join us right here, live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we were talking about this disturbing story. Somebody called in to bring up a sick story that comes out of a Detroit jail where a woman was put in jail for the dastardly crime of driving while license suspended. First offender, nonetheless, sentenced to a jail term. And during the 14 days, apparently, that she was scheduled to be in the jail, she had a baby. And she had a couple of times where she was in labor and they didn't care. And then she was in labor again, blood dripping down her leg. They didn't care. Sent her back to her cell. She gave birth right there on the cell floor. Sheriff defending it 100%, defending the actions of his jail guards 100%. Just an absolutely insane story that shows the level of callousness that can be shown in these facilities towards other human beings. And this scrapes, you know, the surface of it. There's a lot more. There's a lot of stuff that happens in these facilities that never goes beyond the walls. The people who get out can tell their stories, but they'll only really be listened to by their close friends. Ultimately, people don't care about what happens to folks in jail. I remember the debate here in Keene, New Hampshire, years ago when they built a new jail. There was one out in a town called Westmoreland, which is a little town to the west of Keene. Keene is the county seat for Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It's the southwestern county in New Hampshire. And so the proposal was to get rid of the old jail, which was built a long time ago, and build a whole new facility in Keene. And the proposed location in Keene was right on the main drag, one of the main routes coming into Keene, Route 101. It would have been very visible, and is, because that's where they ended up building it. But I remember the calls to talk radio, which is kind of a look into how people think about this. The calls into talk radio, the local talk radio show, were basically of the mindset of, well, we don't want to have to look at it. It'll be right up there on that hill where we'll all have to drive by and be reminded that this jail exists. Be reminded that there are, you know, people who are in there. No, let's keep it out in the middle of nowhere where you have to drive 20 minutes into the middle of nowhere to actually go and visit somebody who's in that jail. Let's keep it way out there because we don't want to have to actually think about it on a regular basis. We don't even like to talk about thinking about it on a regular basis here. It's disturbing to even discuss this topic, was kind of the attitude that I heard from people when they were calling local talk radio about this. And that, to me, is just the indication that people don't care about those folks out in jail. It's a very slim amount of people who care about people who are in jail. There's the people who are directly connected, so family, mom, dad, lovers of the person who is actually being held in the jail. They care for that moment about the people in that facility. And then there's a couple of interest groups, you know, like there's a couple of criminal justice reform interest groups, like the ACLU, and then there's another one here, Citizens for Criminal Justice Reform or something like that, here in New Hampshire, that do some work to try to make the criminal justice system more humane than it currently is. But besides those dedicated activists and the direct family members, most people just write them off. They just figure that, well, that's where the bad people are kept, and you don't want to go there, or you certainly don't want to help anybody who's up there, because if they're in that jail, they must be bad. But when you actually talk to Rick Van Wickler, who's the jail, essentially the warden, they call him the superintendent, the jail superintendent at Cheshire County, he's actually a member of law enforcement, what was called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They changed their name recently.
Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Yeah. He's actually, you know, on the scale of jail wardens, a pretty decent one. Like, he's a person who I think has compassion to some extent for the people who are kept in his facility. His compassion rubs off to some extent on the staff and the decisions that are made as far as hiring staff at that jail. When I was in there, never felt in any way threatened by any of the staff of that jail, and I know that's not the case in a lot of jails. So, you know, kudos to the operations of that particular facility. But when you talk to that guy, when you talk to Rick Van Wickler, and he's, by the way, the chairman of the board now at LEAP, when you talk to him about who's in the jail, like, what's the breakdown? What percentage of the jail is, let's say, drug users? It's usually like 25 to 40%. Drug users, drug dealers, nonviolent offenders. That doesn't even include the people who are in there for driving. Driving while license suspended and things like that. Other nonviolent things. Possession of cannabis. Sales of cannabis. So, you know, you start breaking down the types of crimes, supposedly, that are being held in that jail. It's more than half, in my opinion, at any given time,
wow,
that are probably not violent and do not need to be in there. Now, of course, he can't just go and cut them loose, or they'll put him in jail. You know, I've asked him this before. Why can't you just cut them loose? Well, he'll get charged criminally, and then he'll end up behind bars. So, ultimately, he's got to do what he can within the structure that he is working in to try to make it as, you know, as beneficial of an experience as it can be, considering,
right,
that it's jail. And most wardens or superintendents probably don't put that level of effort in, because they are probably of the mindset that these are criminals and that they should be treated as such. And it's sad. It's tragic, and it's going to take a sea change in beliefs as far as making making people more aware of how these people are treated.
Ian, from the same Click on Detroit article that I was looking at before, on June 27th, 2014, David Stojcevski, Stojcevski, died inside the Macomb County Jail. Mr. Stojcevski was behind bars to serve a 30-day sentence for failing to appear in court on a traffic ticket for careless driving. He lost nearly 50 pounds in 17 days.
Whoa.
And died from withdrawal from doctor-prescribed medication
that they wouldn't give him access to.
His last 10 days are on video as jail and medical staff members watched him twitch and seize naked on the cell floor until his body was too weak to take another breath.
Wow. That's sick. Let's go to Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, go ahead.
That woman who had the child in the jail, she should sue the daylights out of the whole bunch, whoever's involved with that. That would help them save money, since they wanted to save money. Of course, they, like you said, they weren't saving money by putting her in there. And also, she had a rosary, which meant she's probably Catholic, therefore probably also pro-life. So those are some of my observations.
Well, suing the jail might help her out, but it's probably not going, if she wins, but it's probably not going to really change how the jail structure works.
So the sheriff also, maybe, you know, whoever, like I say, anyone, if possible, that is involved, you know.
Yeah, I mean, by all means, if she can find the legal assistance to do something like that, I don't think you're suggesting a bad thing. I'm skeptical that that's going to have any kind of long-term success. So, you know, kudos to her if she can actually get a settlement. That'll certainly help lessen the blow of the horrifying experience that she's been through, but it will likely not result in any kind of permanent changes to the jail experience there. May or may not even result in the warden being blown out the door. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. You know, consider me a skeptic as far as reforming this particular system from the inside. I think that one of the best ways that you can do it is to end victimless crimes. And unfortunately, you know, that way, at the very least, if jail's going to be a horrifying experience, it should only be that for people who've committed horrifying acts.
Yes.
The toll-free number is 855-453, but there are ways that you can, you know, make jails a little bit better. And obviously, Rick Van Winkler from Cheshire County can enlighten you on that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Whether it's out of control and outrageous jail conditions, or knowing your rights, we've been to those topics tonight, and we can continue with them, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Well, I can tell you one thing. When you're in jail, the pillows are usually garbage. They are some of the worst that you'll ever encounter.
They're definitely not my pillows.
No, definitely not. But if there's a way to get a my pillow into a jail, to smuggle that in or bribe some guards, man, boy, would it be worth it. Because my pillow is an amazing pillow, and it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable, so you can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. It's a great pillow, and Daryl, you and I have them. We've been using them since early 2016, and if it wasn't a great pillow, I'd have stopped using it real quick. In fact, if you for some reason don't like MyPillow after you order yours at half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com, you can send it back in within the first 60 days and you'll get your money back. That's because they stand behind their product over at MyPillow, and they stand behind it even further after that 60 days with a 10-year warranty. So to get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one, just go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL over at MyPillow.com.
And if you don't like the pillow, it might be because you don't have the right size, because they actually do have various sizes of the pillows.
That's true. So anyway, MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Tom. He's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on Kiva. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir.
Well, I was reading this article this morning, and this incident with this lady happened 9 months ago. And we're just kind of getting it back into the mainstream or at least hearing about it more now.
Well, yeah, a lot of times when stories occur, the news doesn't come out until later. But anyway, what about it?
Well, from what I read about it this morning was that, you know, she was booked in the first time offense and that kind of thing. I can't imagine what is going through a judge's head to lock up a woman for 14 days who's pregnant. Because once you take custody of someone, you assume responsibility for their health and well-being.
That's true. That's a true statement because normally the government isn't responsible or has no obligation to protect an individual. But that is not true when you're in their custody. So when you're in a jail, they do have a responsibility to take care of you.
Right. They assume all responsibility for your health and well-being. And the jail, the jailer, the head sheriff or whatever he is there, by him saying, putting out a statement that they acted appropriately, the woman had the baby on the floor of a jail.
That's right.
Wherein that is appropriate. You know?
Well, they let her have the baby.
They didn't kill the baby when it came out. I guess that's, a good thing.
Well, did they give the baby a prisoner number when it was born, or did they actually let her name it?
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, any birth defects or any consequences of the birth and that, they're responsible. You know, these people that run these types of institutions, jails in this manner, they really do need to be, they need to be, next time the election comes around, they need to be unemployed. You need to vote them out if they're in an elected position. If not, the local people definitely need to be going to the city and town council meetings to get this squared away with it. Because this is inappropriate behavior from where I sit, in my opinion, in my view, that it's inappropriate behavior. You cannot have women and people dying in your custody. That's not fair and reasonable treatment.
Yep, I'd say you're right on, man. Anything else you want to share tonight, Tom?
No, other than men need to stop driving Miatas. That's it.
What don't you like about them?
It took me a moment to understand what you said. Men need to stop driving Miatas, meaning the car. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. Mazda Miatas.
One of the Tappert brothers was always extolling the virtues of the Miata, and I believed him. It seems like a fine car. What's wrong with it?
The men just don't seem to fit in them. I'm driving across country here, delivering some structural steel. And everyone I saw, these guys were like, their heads were sticking out over the top of the window. I was like, really? Stop driving that thing.
All right. Good advice.
Thank you for your time.
Drive safe out there, Tom. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's one of those mid-mount runabout cars, right? Where the engine is, not in the under the hood.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah,
it's a like a two seater,
right? A little sporty kind of. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those things. You don't tend to see them very often these days, though. They're not still making them, are they?
I think they're still making
them. Okay.
The reason you don't see them up in New England is because
everybody's driving Volvos.
No, a bunch of people drive around in Subarus because, slippery conditions. You don't want to drive a car that weighs 5 pounds.
Yep, they're still making them. You're absolutely right about that. So let's continue here. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
I was checking around the other day to try to determine where I was going to go to try and do ambush interviews, and I looked on the Department of Education website at NH.gov, and they had an event listed at the New Hampshire School Administrators Association what it says here is a half-day program designed to inform members of critical new legislative issues being considered in the new session of the 2017 legislature. Unquote. So it's going to be a bunch of educrats meeting with a bunch of legislative politicians. But up at the top it says, quote, no, attendance is open only to eligible members of NHSAA and his or her invited guests, unquote. Hmm. So it's a semi-secret meeting or a closed meeting you can't get into. You can't even go to the periphery of it and operate with a free hand because they're having it at a hotel.
So the New Hampshire School Administrators Association, this is a private organization of the top dogs in the various different schools around the state of New Hampshire.
Basically. And, you know, there's always this claim that, well, you know, we don't make the rules. We just, we just serve. But they're actually, they're having a whole conference that, with the legislators so that they can influence legislation.
Right.
Now, this sounds, on the one hand, kind of like the thing that happened when Donald Trump met with Prime Minister Abe recently, where he went to one of his golf clubs and then went down into some room in the basement and then closed the doors and they had the windows covered and a sign that said, no press, private event.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was at a private club,
right,
they could do that, even though it's an official state function where you've got the President of the United States meeting the Prime Minister of another country.
Well, okay, so this organization, first time I've heard of them, but it sounds to me very similar to the Municipal Association in New Hampshire, and I'm sure in every state they have this association.
Visited their website on the About Us. The New Hampshire School Administrators Association is a nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation dedicated to providing the best possible public education.
A nonprofit corporation. That's interesting. I don't know if that means that they have to have any kind of open meetings or whatever, but it may or may not.
Well, if you're nonprofit, you cannot do things that are considered lobbying. If you're a nonprofit, really? Tax-exempt corporation. Now they can.
Yes, it seems like they're doing something. It's something like, it looks to me like Uber lobbying, because it's worse than lobbying, because at least when a lobbyist does stuff at the State House, I can film them. I wouldn't even be able to get close enough to any of these people without going on Holiday Inn property.
Is the municipal? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but hang on, Dave. We can continue the discussion about how to approach this. The Municipal Association, are they a nonprofit? Because they're lobbying all the time.
They are.
Okay, that's interesting. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Municipal Association is an association of the towns that get together for the purposes of lobbying for bigger government and more government favors and funding and things like that. And
all
it's
but
an awful
two
group.
Towns.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're doing a radio show here live on Sunday night with you. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you, including the webcam, the archives that go back for more than a decade at this point, and much more. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. And if you care about freedom, if you if you consider yourself a libertarian or a voluntarist, maybe a liberty-loving anarchist, you really owe it to yourself to learn about New Hampshire and the amazing activist migration that is going on to this place. It's where the three of us came from. We all came from this great migration that has been going on now for more than a decade. And there are a couple of different active ones that are attracting liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. Dave, who's on the line with us, is one of those earliest movers, Dave in New Hampshire. He's Dave from the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com. But if you want to learn more, if you're a libertarian who may be new to the ideas of moving towards other people who are of like mind, then you really ought to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. It's about an hour long, and it really just goes through 101 killer reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who love freedom and are willing to actually do something about it. So check that out at 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free online anytime. 101reasonsfilm.com. You owe it to yourself if you care about freedom to watch that movie and then seriously consider making the move up here to join us, because the more people we have, the more of a thorn in the side of these bureaucrats and politicians, these big government people that we can be. Now, Dave, you called in tonight about an organization of bureaucrats, the New Hampshire School Administrators Association, which Daryl was doing a little digging. He found that they are a nonprofit tax-exempt corporation that is obviously a group that is looking to promote government schools, looking to increase the funding for government schools, which are already, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, the majority of everybody's tax bills that we're receiving. It's an insane amount of money that they're spending per pupil here, and you've been one of the best activists on that front, Dave, because you'll go to these meetings and you'll do your best to kind of ambush interview these bureaucrats and politicians as they show up, ask them tough questions that no other reporter is going to ask them. And you're calling tonight because you've been researching this meeting that they're going to be having at some hotel. Where was it again?
Actually, it was on February 6th. I took action, actually, earlier. I just hadn't gotten around to calling
you. You hadn't gotten to that part of the story yet. All right.
I did send you a news release. But what I did was, instead of trying to go there myself, I just sent out a news release. And one outlet did pick up on it. You did. I think you did get a news release, but I wouldn't expect you to always cover local stuff on
I don't on recall. Show, but don't
the,
recall.
But the, yeah, but there was a radio show, the Gerard at Large in Manchester area, that picked up on it and did two segments on it, and he's all up in arms about it. So it wasn't like nothing could be done, and I guess I could go protest outside their offices or something. There was a sign about secret meetings or semi-secret meetings, but
I don't see it, by the way. Just as a quick point here, I don't see the news release. But as far as, like, let's say it hasn't happened yet. Let's say it's coming up next week. What about the idea of, because they may have a meeting like this again? What about what about renting a room in the hotel so you have a legal reason to be on the property? Rent a room for that night, and then try to sneak into the meeting.
Being on the property wouldn't be much of a problem. The main danger would be that if you're on the property, especially indoors, and you try to film anything that's going on, mm-hmm. you're not as protected from a wiretapping prosecution as you would normally be. Right. I feel pretty comfortable. No one's going to charge me with wiretapping for running a camera in the lobby of the state house. But if I'm in on private property, you start to get closer and closer to that line where they'll take you out for doing something like that.
Sure.
Have you arrested.
Yeah, and then on private property, I believe you're looking at possible felony charges.
Yeah, well, if the other parties are unaware that there's a recording going on, then, yeah, that could
and
be
And if
a
you
funny.
Don't have the permission of the property owner.
So going to the meeting and getting inside could be, I don't know, if you can't get video, you almost... It's almost like
it's
whatever
worth
you
it.
Did didn't
right.
really happen. So I think the solution for the next one would be a demonstration outside the hotel, or putting pressure on the hotel of some kind. Not what's the right word? Make it so that the hotel at least doesn't want to give them a great deal, and so they're like, oh, do we really want to have those people at our hotel doing that thing, that controversial
I don't think
thing?
That's going to work. They actually tried that with Keenevention. There were a couple of haters in town here in Keene. I used to throw a hotel, for listeners that don't know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we threw a little convention 3 years in a row called Keenevention, and 1 year there was some angry man who continually called the hotel and demanded that they not serve us, and of course we're paying customers, and he's just some a-hole on the phone, so that didn't go over real well with the hotel management. I can tell you that, as far as that guy was concerned. It didn't put us in any jeopardy whatsoever, or make them think twice in any way about continuing to do business with us in the future. I don't know, man. That's a tough thing. I mean, you pretty much know what they're going to say, right? At this meeting, they're going to get together. They're going to talk about all the bills that people are putting forward that are a threat to the status quo, if there are any, and talk about organized to oppose them. But I think Daryl's on to something interesting, suggesting that because they're a nonprofit, that they may not actually be able to engage in lobbying activities. But isn't lobbying, doesn't that mean getting paid to go and try to influence that? Like, if you just call a state representative and you're not being paid to do it, that's not lobbying, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But now they can give a educational presentation But nowhere in that presentation can they say, we want you to pass this certain bill.
Gotcha.
No, I bet they say that.
That they can hint they, around that, it, but
whole,
they can...
That's their whole reason for having this conference, I suspect.
Right,
so
they can hint around. Just like, you know, NPR has underwriters, they don't have commercials, so they'll tell you all the reasons that, you know, mm-hmm. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes are, you know, part of a good breakfast, but they cannot tell you, go buy Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. So that there cannot be that, you know, call to action, if you will.
I've heard them say, I've listened to some of the sponsorships on NPR recently, and I was listening to the wording. They'll actually say, learn more at, which is, I guess, not a call to action, but it sounds kind of like one.
They're not telling you to purchase a product.
Right. Okay.
They're telling you to learn more about the product.
But they're still telling you to do something, which still seems like a call to action. But if they can get away with it, then anybody can get away with it.
They're not. The call to action implies you go do something and money leaves your hand.
I got you. Okay, Dave. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I would appreciate. I mean, it would help to have more eyes on my calendars. I have a huge list of calendars, New Hampshire calendars, and that's where I found this. It's not. Some of them are calendars. Some of them are more like government websites and so forth. But that's how I determine how I'm going to spend the next 3 weeks and where my ambush interviews are going to be. I go through just dozens of these calendars. And if you go to RidleyReport.com and you click About, you can go through dozens of calendars, too.
Cool. Well, that's a way that somebody can help out without actually having to move to New Hampshire. Because sometimes people ask, like, what can we do to help? I can't move. I'm stuck in this job. Or, you know, the wife won't go with, or the husband won't go. So there are reasons why people feel like they can't come here. But one of the ways they can help, obviously, is by donating to the organizations they support, like LibertyLobby.info,
yes,
or by going to RidleyReport.com and helping you out, Dave. These are different ways that folks on the outside of New Hampshire who care about freedom and who realize that this is the best movement, that the libertarian movement in New Hampshire is the most successful one out there, you can still help even though you're not physically here. But if you can get here, then you definitely should. Dave, thanks for the call
tonight. I got a question for Dave.
Yeah, sure.
Dave, Johnny Ray here. I wanted to ask you about your opinion.
Johnny Ray!
Hey. I wanted to know how you felt about Bitcoin, just in general. Because when I first moved here...
Oh, that was something else I was going to call about. I was going to call to let you know. I don't know if you guys knew it or not, but it's pretty easy to get a Walmart gift card with Bitcoin now.
Really? What service is offering them?
If you go to gift.com,
gift
what you do is you just buy a gift.com balance, basically, and you use that balance to buy the Walmart gift card.
Very cool. So I guess that means you support Bitcoin then, to answer Johnny's question?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. But what I just did was I turned some of my Bitcoin into Walmart gift cards. And I was able to sort of make, you know, liquidate a lot more of my Bitcoin than I normally would. And I waited until I did it like when the price was in 25 or whatever. And then I did it again when it was in the upper 900s.
Dave, it's good to have you back in New Hampshire. Miss having you on the air here as a co-host. Hope to see you again soon. And, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Consistently one of the best activists on the ground here in New Hampshire over the last decade plus. 855 450 free. You can join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.